This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The National Rifle Association's annual meeting is this weekend. The NRA says it's going to be one of its biggest meetings ever. More than 70,000 people are expected to show up. Attendance is up at NRA fundraising events as well, which is adding cash to its charitable programs. From Red River Radio, Kate Archer-Kent reports.
Several teens and their parents gather in a red clay field in rural Minden, Louisiana. It's a makeshift skeet shooting range for members of the local 4-H chapter. A lot of the equipment for this program comes from friends of the NRA. Rodney Peterson is the 4-H shotgun instructor. He says these grants encourage a lifetime of safe shooting.
We've been doing this now for 8 or 9 years, never with a mishap. It's all about being safe. One accident can ruin it for everybody.
To generate money for these programs, Friends of the NRA holds about 1,100 banquets nationwide each year. And lately, these banquets have been drawing record crowds. Kurt Green of Texarkana, Texas, goes to a lot of these fundraisers. He says even in a mediocre economy, gun rights supporters are opening up their wallets like never before.
When you attack the Second Amendment, you bring the supporters out. Friends of the NRA is non-political. But probably 80-90% of the people there are members of the NRA, like myself. And so, you know, this is a way that, you know, they can be political through NRA, but they can support locally through Friends of NRA.
The organization has raised more than $200 million since it started these dinners back in the mid-90s. Green meets with other banquet organizers once a year to divvy up proceeds to area school districts and 4-H teams. He says he wants to fund proposals that reach the most kids.
In this part of the country, it's a tradition. I don't hardly know anybody done own a gun. I don't hardly know anybody done own multiple guns. And we want our kids to have the same thing that we had.
In Louisiana, more than 5,000 kids are enrolled in the 4-H shooting sports program, making it the biggest draw of the organization. Back at skeet practice, 18-year-old Carmen Underwood is a reigning national champion in 28-gauge shooting. She's been competing since she was in fourth grade.
I honestly believe that if I couldn't shoot anymore, I don't know what I would do, because this is one of the only things that I will continue to do until I am old.
When Underwood goes off to college next year, she hopes to start a shooting club and be its volunteer instructor, possibly with the help of an NRA grant. In Minden, Louisiana, I'm Kate Archer-Kent for Marketplace.